松江区2020学年度第一学期期末质量监控试卷高三英语听力部分现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. These toy bears are on sale this week. They have been reduced to $2 each.
That's great. I will take two. Will you pack them for me?
Question. What is the woman? Two. I'm afraid that I'm not going to pay the service charge or give a tip, as I don't feel satisfied with it. I'm quite disappointed, as a matter of fact.
I'm terribly sorry. I'll pass on your complaints to the manager right away.
Question. How did the woman feel about the service?3. I was at the gate at 1 o'clock. How did I miss you?
Oh, I thought we were supposed to meet at 12 o'clock. I got there, waited a while, and left.
Question. Why didn't the woman see the man at the gate?
4. You seem upset. Is there anything wrong?
I quarreled with John the other day.John wants me to stay at home, but I'd rather keep my job.
Question. Why is the woman upset? 5. Did you have a good time at the party?
You call that a party? There was hardly any food or snacks. The singers were just shouting.
Question.What does the woman think of the party? 6. Did you enjoy it?
I haven't tasted it yet. I'm waiting for the waitress to bring me a fork.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 7.Japanese parents often tell their children that if they sleep for more than 5 hours a night, they aren't working hard enough.
Only 5 hours? No wonder Rebecca fell asleep in class.
Question. What can we learn about Rebecca from the conversation?
Eight. Speaking of sailing, I have one slight problem.I cannot sail.
Well, there is an app you can download. It will show you everything you need to know about sailing.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
9. Look at those beautiful birds over there. I think you can teach them to talk.
But look at the price. I'd rather have a cat.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation? 10. Oh no, not another parking ticket. That's the second one this week. Why did I get a ticket for parking here? I thought this was a free parking area.
There is a sign over there. You can only park here after working hours.
Question. What can we learn about the man?Section B. Directions. In Section B, You will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
6-year-old Ismail Zulfik was born with no arms, but that doesn't prevent him from swimming better than normal kids. Zulfik used to be scared of going into the water after an incident in a splash pool. He even refused to get into the water for regular therapy on his back, which he needed in order to be able to feed himself and write. But all of that changed when the little boy met Amel Kapo, a swimming coach. He set up a local swimming club after noticing how disabled kids struggle to swim in pools, where there was no special equipment for them. Kapo is the one who taught Zulfik to swim. After a few months of practice, the little boy was able to dive in and swim the length of an Olympic-sized pool without any help. A year later, Zulfik is like a fish in the water. He even won a gold medal in a local swimming competition for disabled people, finishing well ahead of other swimmers, and some were nearly twice his age. Zulfik's parents never dreamed that their shy boy would become a medal-winning swimmer. "I'm proud of my kid. He has a strong winning spirit, and he hardly accepts any defeat and does everything to win," said his mother. This butterfly without wings shows that desire, will, and perseverance are things that really pay off. Zulfik also hopes to compete in Paris swimming competition on the world stage in the future.
Now listen again, please.
6-year-old Ismail Zulfik was born with no arms, but that doesn't prevent him from swimming better than normal kids. Zulfik used to be scared of going into the water after an incident in a splash pool. He even refused to get into the water for regular therapy on his back, which he needed in order to be able to feed himself and write. But all of that changed when the little boy met Amel Kapo, a swimming coach. He set up a local swimming club after noticing how disabled kids struggle to swim in pools, where there was no special equipment for them. Kapo is the one who taught Zulfik to swim. After a few months of practice, the little boy was able to dive in and swim the length of an Olympic-sized pool without any help. A year later, Zulfik is like a fish in the water. He even won a gold medal in a local swimming competition for disabled people, finishing well ahead of other swimmers, and some were nearly twice his age. Zulfik's parents never dreamed that their shy boy would become a medal-winning swimmer. "I'm proud of my kid. He has a strong winning spirit, and he hardly accepts any defeat and does everything to win," said his mother. This butterfly without wings shows that desire, will, and perseverance are things that really pay off. Zulfik also hopes to compete in Paris swimming competition on the world stage in the future.
Questions 11. What probably caused Zulfik to feel scared of water in the past?
Why did Kapo set up a local swimming club?
13. Which fact shows Zulfik is an amazing swimmer?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A company called Volterman has recently released a smart wallet that takes security to the extreme. It comes with a built-in alarm system, a GPS tracker, and even a front-facing camera that takes photos of whoever tries to open it and sends them to the owner. Wallets almost seem outdated in this digital age, but the smart wallet isn't your average wallet. Apart from the screen, it packs about as much technology as your smartphone, including a built-in camera, a power bank, a GPS tracker, an alarm system, and even Wi-Fi hotspot capabilities. It may look like a simple leather wallet on the outside, but it's a whole different one on the inside. Perhaps the most unusual feature of the smart wallet is the built-in front-facing camera. When in lost mode, the wallet will take pictures whenever someone tries to open it, and the wallet sends the pictures to the owner by connecting to the internet. This feature is listed as optional, so would-be customers concerned about privacy issues needn't be worried. If someone dares to open your wallet without your permission, the little camera will take a picture and send it to your mobile phone, said the founder of Volterman. We have developed a wallet which doesn't get lost. Once your wallet is stolen, you will find it easily by receiving the picture of the thief.
Now listen again, please.
A company called Volterman has recently released a smart wallet that takes security to the extreme. It comes with a built-in alarm system, a GPS tracker, and even a front-facing camera that takes photos of whoever tries to open it and sends them to the owner. Wallets almost seem outdated in this digital age, but the smart wallet isn't your average wallet. Apart from the screen, it packs about as much technology as your smartphone, including a built-in camera, a power bank, a GPS tracker, an alarm system, and even Wi-Fi hotspot capabilities. It may look like a simple leather wallet on the outside, but it's a whole different one on the inside. Perhaps the most unusual feature of the smart wallet is the built-in front-facing camera. When in lost mode, the wallet will take pictures whenever someone tries to open it, and the wallet sends the pictures to the owner by connecting to the internet. This feature is listed as optional, so would-be customers concerned about privacy issues needn't be worried. If someone dares to open your wallet without your permission, the little camera will take a picture and send it to your mobile phone, said the founder of Volterman. We have developed a wallet which doesn't get lost. Once your wallet is stolen, you will find it easily by receiving the picture of the thief.
Questions 14. What does the smart wallet look like on the outside?
What will happen when the wallet is stolen?
16. Which of the following statement is true of the smart wallet?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Grace, what are you doing at work? Didn't you just have laser surgery?
Yes, Jason. My vision is normal now. I don't need to wear glasses anymore. You should consider it.
I don't know if I'm ready for it. But shouldn't you be home resting?
Actually, after 24 hours, almost half of the patients go back to work.
I can't imagine someone cutting my eyes with a laser. Sounds dangerous.
Nah, over 30 million people have had laser surgery. The success rate is very high.
It still sounds scary.
Honestly, I was a little nervous before the surgery, but it was close to painless.
That's because they put something in your eyes so you couldn't feel anything. That worries me. I hear that there can be side effects such as dry eyes.
There can be some, but they are rare. I was just uncomfortable for a day or so, but I seem much better now.
But I'm still concerned about the risks. What if my vision becomes worse, or I lose it completely? I don't want to go blind.
You worry too much. 96% of patients gain their ideal eyesight from this surgery.
Doesn't your night vision suffer? My uncle had to stop driving at night after his laser surgery.
Yes, it's a little difficult to see at night, but once my eyes recover completely, I'll be fine. Really, the surgery is safe.
What about the cost? I hear it's expensive.
The cost was totally worth it. I suggest you talk to your eye doctor to find out if you are a good candidate. That will help you decide whether to get the surgery or not.
We'll see. Now listen again, please. Grace, what are you doing at work? Didn't you just have laser surgery?
Yes, Jason. My vision is normal now. I don't need to wear glasses anymore. You should consider it.
I don't know if I'm ready for it. But shouldn't you be home resting?
Actually, after 24 hours, almost half of the patients go back to work.
I can't imagine someone cutting my eyes with a laser. Sounds dangerous.
Nah, over 30 million people have had laser surgery. The success rate is very high.
It still sounds scary.
Honestly, I was a little nervous before the surgery, but it was close to painless.
That's because they put something in your eyes so you couldn't feel anything. That worries me. I hear that there can be side effects such as dry eyes.
There can be some, but they are rare. I was just uncomfortable for a day or so. But I see much better now.
But I'm still concerned about the risks. What if my vision becomes worse, or I lose it completely? I don't want to go blind.
You worry too much. 96% of patients gain their ideal eyesight from this surgery.
Doesn't your night vision suffer? My uncle had to stop driving at night after his laser surgery.
Yes, it's a little difficult to see at night, but once my eyes recover completely, I'll be fine. Really, the surgery is safe.
What about the cost? I hear it's expensive.
The cost was totally worth it. I suggest you talk to your eye doctor to find out if you are a good candidate. That will help you decide whether to get the surgery or not.
We'll see. Questions. 17. What's the success rate of the laser surgery?
What side effect did Jason's uncle suffer after the laser surgery?
How did Grace feel before the surgery?
20. What can we learn from Grace about the surgery?
听力部分到此结束。